But just to be very clear, I mean, there are 40 people put these numbers together. Is the president planning to fire all 40 people involved in putting these numbers together?
We're going to try to get the numbers so that they're transparent and reliable.
President Trump himself was happy to accept the jobs numbers issued under McIntyre's leadership when the numbers were good. Take a listen to what he said in the past.
The numbers were much better, as you know, than projected by the media. In 3 months, we have created 350,000 jobs. Think of that.
A lot of jobs have been created. That's what happened this morning. We saw the jobs.
So is the president prepared to fire anyone who reports data that he disagrees with?
No, absolutely not. The president wants his own people there so that when we see the numbers, they're more transparent and more reliable. And if there are big changes and big revisions, we expect more big revisions for the jobs data in September, for example, then we want to know why. We want people to explain it to us.
All right. But bottom line, were the numbers wrong? Do you have any hard evidence that you can present to the American public that these numbers, these revisions that were reported, and there were plenty of revisions under former President Biden, including right before the election, do you have any hard evidence that these numbers were wrong?
Yeah, there is very hard evidence that we're looking at the biggest revision since 1968.
Are you going to present that evidence?
If you look at the number itself, it is the evidence.
But just saying it's an outlier is not evidence, Mr. Hassett.
It's a historically important outlier. It's something that's unprecedented.
Still, it's still not evidence,
I've been looking at it for 40 years, and I'm like, it must be a typo.